就李启明宣教士将神的话语向我们宣讲。今天是 Mike 的讲道，简单的介绍。咁咧，佢嘅太太系 Joyce 啦。过往佢哋都有喺宣教分享，都喺崇拜嗰度都有同佢分享嘅。咁佢有两个孩子咧，个 Olive 系读八年级，仔就 Jonathan 就五年班。佢哋喺2010至2020喺东亚担任咗十年嘅宣教士。新冠疫情爆发之后，佢哋就翻翻嚟澳洲，等疫情缓解后再翻翻去东亚。一年之后，他们就决定留在澳洲了。过去五年，他们一直主要是住在澳洲，向海外宣教机构 OMF 那里继续服侍。今天所宣讲的题目是《不可能的任务》。除了 Mike 讲到之外，还有 Michelle 的传译的。
Hi everyone, today I'm going to use English and Pastor Michelle will translate.
Mike 会讲英文，我会咧负责去帮佢翻译嘅。
Firstly, I'd like to thank everyone for your prayers and support while we served in East Asia and the last 5 years in Australia with OMF.
首先咧，要多谢大家多年嚟咧喺祷告上面嘅支持啊，特别即系佢喺佢哋喺东亚服侍嘅过去嗰五年啦，咁另外喺过去嗰十年啦，咁另外喺呢个嘅 OMF 呢个澳洲海外宣教机构服侍嗰五年嘅。
It's been a privilege to be serving in Australia, talking to people interested in long-term mission, training new missionaries, and caring for our missionaries.
都好榮幸能夠喺澳洲服侍，譬如對長宣有興趣嘅人交流啦，訓練新嘅宣教士，並且關懷嗰啲由啱啱海外翻嚟嘅澳洲嘅嗰啲宣教士。
So I want to thank CCC's many years of prayers and support, and thank you for the opportunity that to share God's word today.
所以佢咧多謝 CCC 多年嚟嘅禱告上嘅支持啦，亦都多謝今日有機會喺當中去分享神嘅説話。
So I've got a picture up here from a movie series you might have seen or heard about. It's called Mission Impossible.
呢度有一张电影系列嘅相啊，即系如果你睇过，相信即系都会听过 Mission Impossible 职业特工队。
It's a movie about a spy played by Tom Cruise who can do impossible missions.
呢部电影讲有一个特务由 Tom Cruise 即系汤告老师啦，佢所饰演佢能够完成不可能嘅任务。
In this picture, the spy has to get into a high security lab and climb through the air ducts up the top.
喺呢张相嗰度，你见到咧呢个特务咧，即系汤告老师咧，佢要潜入一个高度戒备嘅实验室，爬过通风管道啊。
And so he has to come from above, climb down on a rope, and there's laser sensors, motion sensors, temperature sensors.
佢要喺咧上边嗰度咧用条绳啊滑落嚟啊，跟住去到呢个嘅实验室嘅里边，嗰度咧有各种唔同嘅监测仪器，好似呢个嘅镭射监测器啊、运动啊、温度等等嘅监测器嘅。
And they had to give some drugs to a guy to make him leave the room to go to the toilet, and while he's out of the toilet.They have to take some information.
跟住其实佢哋应该之前俾咗啲药咧，当中嘅即系喺呢个实验室里边嘅嗰个人食啦，食咗之后咧，令到喺实验室嗰啲人咧就走去厕所，咁变咗离开呢个间房嘅时候咧，佢哋就可以入去啦。
It's an impossible mission. No one can do this.
应该系冇可能嘅事嚟嘅，但系冇人可以做得到嘅。
But of course, in the movie, he can do the impossible.
但系喺个电影里边咧，佢做到。
Going overseas for mission to seems like an impossible thing, doesn't it?
去到海外宣教分享福音，似乎听落好似冇可能，系咪啊？
Leave your job, pack your home, take your kids out of school.
你要辞工啦，你要执拾细软啦，啲细路又要退学啦。
Move to another country, learn a new language and culture to share the gospel.
你移居去到另外一个国家咧，你其实基本上要学一门新嘅语言，又要面对新嘅文化啦。
It seems impossible, doesn't it, for us?
听落好似冇可能，系咪啊？
But it is possible. We went there for 10 years.
聽到好似冇可能，但係其實係可能嘅，因為我哋都去咗十年啦。
I know people that have gone for a few months, a year, 20 years, 30 years.
我亦都聽過咧，有唔少嘅宣教士係去咧幾個月啦，啊，即係啊一年啦、十年啦、廿年啦，甚至三十年啊都有嘅。
Yeah. So in today's passage, the Apostle Paul is writing to a very young church, explaining his ministry.
今日嘅經文裏邊咧，使徒保羅咧就係寫信俾一間比較年輕嘅教會，講述佢嘅事工。
And we're going to look at three ministry principles that can encourage us in our own thinking about mission.
我哋會探討三個事工嘅原則啦。呢啲原則咧係可以鼓勵我哋去諗下乜嘢係宣教嘅。
So the first point is mission is about being a servant.
第一，宣教係有關做一個仆人啊。
Secondly, mission is to make known the glorious riches of Christ.
第二，宣教係讓基督榮耀嘅豐盛得以彰顯。
And thirdly, mission is presenting everyone perfect in Christ.
第三就係宣教使到每一個人喺基督裏邊得以完全。
Let's take a moment to pause and ask ourselves, am I prepared to become an overseas missionary?
不如我哋停一停。然后问问自己，你有冇谂过或者准备成为一个海外宣教士
？Maybe go to Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Indonesia, etc.
例如去越南、寮国、柬埔寨、印尼等等呢啲地方咧。
And even if you don't go, would you be prepared to commit to praying for that or supporting mission with time, money, or resources？
即使你冇谂过去啊，咁你又会唔会愿意以祷告委身喺宣教嘅呢个事工上面？又或者系以时间、金钱、个人嘅资源上支持宣教咧
？We really need God's help to give us a heart for mission, don't we? So let's commit our time to God in prayer.
我哋好需要咧，上帝啊，即系俾我哋有一颗宣教嘅心，让我哋先一齐祈祷啊
！Dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父
Please give each of us a heart to serve people in other nations.
求你赐我们每一个人有一颗服侍其他国家人的心
Please help us to work out how we can be involved in the gospel going out to the other nations.
求你帮助我们找到福音广传去其他国家这件事上面可以参与的位置
And please give each of us a vision for everyone to be presented perfect in Christ.
也都求你赐给我们每一个人有一个意象让每一个人都能够在基督里面得以完全再呈现给神
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求
Amen. Amen. The first point is the attitude. Mission is being a servant.
第一点咧系一个态度嚟嘅，宣教系有关做一个仆人。
Look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 24-25, and Pastor Michelle, you can read that passage.
Okay, 我哋一齐睇咧呢个哥罗西书一章24-25，不如我哋一齐读啊，预备一二三。现在我为你们受苦，祷告欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会。要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠，我照神为你们所赐我的职分作了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
See what Paul described himself as verse 25. I have become its servant.
保罗喺25节点样形容自己啊？佢话我成了教会嘅仆人。
The word servant comes from the Greek word diakonos, from which we get the English word deacon.
这个仆人啊，源自于希列文 diakonos 啦，咁亦都执事 deacon 啊，都系喺呢一个字嗰度翻译出嚟嘅。
It's also translated as minister. This word generally means a table servant, like a waiter at a restaurant.
这个字亦都被咧翻译为牧者啊、牧师咁啊，通常就指紧乜嘢咧？其实有啲似咧餐厅里边嘅侍应啊 ，waiter 啊嘛。
So in the Bible here, Paul's using it as someone who serves the gospel.
而圣经里边咧所指嘅咧就系服侍福音嘅人。
For Paul, being a servant is putting the needs of other people before himself and preaching the gospel to them.
对保罗嚟讲，作为一个仆人，意味住佢要将人哋嘅需要摆喺自己前面。
And that's why he says in verse 24, he says he is suffering for them.
正正就是因为这样，所以他在第24节那里讲到他为他们受苦。
And in that same verse, he's referring to Christ's suffering for them as well.
同一節嘅經文裏邊，佢同樣提到基督為佢哋受苦。
And so Paul is so willing to serve and suffer so that the gospel might be proclaimed to them.
保罗甘愿服侍，亦都受苦，为嘅就系要将福音传扬俾佢哋。
But being a servant is a hard job, isn't it? We don't like being a servant.
但系做一个仆人啊，好似一件难事嚟嘅。其实我哋都唔系好想做一个好似服侍人、仆人嘅个角色。
One of my first job after high school was as a waiter at my uncle's Chinese restaurant in Bondi.
Mike 咧高中毕业之后咧，佢第一份工咧就系喺佢叔叔喺邦大嗰度有一间餐馆嗰度做侍应。
It was Chinese New Year and it was the busiest time of year for Chinese people, and I was on holiday, so I went to help.
咁当其时咧，啱啱系农历新年啦，一年里边最忙嘅时候，咁啊个个都好忙碌啊。不过咧，佢又啱啱放假，所以佢可以去帮手。
And I remember really enjoying a free dinner before work.
佢咧好记得嘅，首先就系翻工之前有一餐美食
，having yummy fried rice with good wok hay.
即系最紧要就系有镬气嘅炒饭啦。
I still remember eating my favorite dish, sweet and sour pork, or more specifically, gindo 排骨。
佢最记得嘅就系呢个糖醋排骨啦，或者系佢啱啱所讲嘅京都排骨啦。
Freshly fried and crunchy, sweet and sour sauce。
啱啱新鲜炒完啊，即系仲脆味可，即系好松脆可口啊，甜酸汁啊等等。
Yum！
真系好味啊，正啊！你而家谂到啦，系咪啊？大家都流晒口水啦。
But when we turned the sign at the front of the door to open, my job was very clear.
但当佢将道门前面嗰个牌拧转营业中呢个时候，佢嘅工作好明显啊。
My job was to serve the customers.
佢嘅工作就系要去服侍啲客人。
I welcome them at the door and I show them to the seat.
佢要欢迎佢入嚟，然后带佢上座。
I take their order. I serve their dishes.
为佢点餐，跟住之后咧就上埋菜。
The whole night is about serving customers. Put their needs in front of my own, above my own.
成晚咧其实就系要去服侍佢嗰啲嘅客人，将佢哋嘅需求咧放喺第一位。
The focus was on them, not me.
嗰个嘅焦点啊，全部喺个客人上边，唔系佢自己。
And so in this passage, Paul is a servant. His focus is on their needs and not himself.
呢段经文当中，同样保罗系一个仆人啊，佢嘅专注点就系要服侍佢哋。
And their greatest need is them hearing the gospel about Jesus.
最大嘅需要就系要去听到福音，将福音带俾佢哋。
I can see there's lots of people serving in this church.
佢见到喺呢一度教会当中都有好多人喺度服侍紧噶。
It's hard work keeping a Sunday church running, isn't it?
即系唔容易噶，要每个星期咧，让嗰个嘅崇拜能够运作。
You have people preaching, leading Sunday school teachers, audio people.
有人讲道啦，有人带领啦，有人教主日学啦，音响啦，等等。
People came early to open up, to set up, and then you have pack-up team and cleaning up.
有人会一早来开门啦，跟住又要预备场地啦，收拾啦，清理啦。
During the week, people are preparing, people are meeting together, getting to know each other, encouraging each other.
平日里面呢，也都有人呢，要负责有很多的准备过，有人花时间去同弟兄姊妹相交，建立关系。
Sometimes it's like this big machine with lots of people working and making it happen.
有时你会谂到，其实就好似一个机器，一件机器咁样啊，需要有好多唔同嘅人嚟到喺当中，共同努力底下嚟到令佢运作。
And so, just as much as a church needs lots of servants to grow the ministry, overseas mission needs lots of servants to make that work too.
唔单止教会啊，仲有咧，所有嘅嗰啲嘅教会嘅事啊，都需要有好多人啊，嘅事工咧，需要好多人嚟到一齐嚟到去令佢运作嘅。
So mission needs servants willing to pack their bags and go overseas.
宣教同样需要仆人喺其中愿意执拾细软，走到去海外服侍。
Needs servants to preach, to church plant, to outreach.
需要仆人 去讲道啦，服侍嘅人去讲道啦，去直堂啦，外展等等去服侍。
Provide leadership or finance, wisdom or doctors.
带领啦，财务啦，呢方面嘅支援啦，甚至乎医生。
I love doctors because in many countries the hospital systems are not great.
佢哋好中意医生嘅，点解？因为咧有一啲嘅国家里边啊嘅医疗服务其实唔系咁容易嘅，即系咁好嘅。
Even admin people, IT people, or praying, or giving money, we need lots of people serving these ones.
行政人员啊，或者系 IT 啊，以祷告服侍啊，甚至奉献嚟对服侍，佢哋都好需要嘅。
So mission at the heart of mission is a servant heart, people willing to make mission work.
海外宣教需要好多愿意有一个服侍嘅心啊，嘅嗰班人嚟到，使到呢个宣教嘅工作能够不断咁继续落去。
Would you be prepared to serve people overseas?
你愿唔愿意成为服侍海外嘅人嘅其中一个？
So this is the first point. Mission is the attitude of being a servant.
呢个系其第一点，宣教需要有一种嘅态度，而呢种态度系愿意服侍其他人。
The second point, mission is to make known the glorious riches of Christ.
第二点就系讲到即系宣教要让基督荣耀嘅丰盛得以彰显。
Yeah, so look at chapter 1, verse 25 to 27.
我哋一齐读第哥罗西书一章25 to 27. 让我来对读给大家听啊。我照神为你们所赐我的职份作了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。26节，这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
So Paul has become a servant, but what is his task as a servant? It's to reveal a mystery.
咁保罗呢成为了一个仆人，愿意去服侍人，但他的任务或者职责是什么东西呢？就是揭示奥秘。
See how he refers to the word mystery in verse 26 and 27?
看26、27节那里提到奥秘这个字。
Verse 26, he says, The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints.
26节，就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，如今向圣徒显明了。
And in verse 27, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you.
27节，神拣选了外邦人，使到这个荣耀的奥秘在他们其中得以彰显。这奥秘就是基督在我们的心里成了荣耀的盼望。
When we say mystery, we often think unknowable or hidden, something hidden from us.
当我们讲到奥秘的时候，通常指的是一些未知或者一些隐藏的事啦。
Or when we look at the world and the stars and the universe, we may say, this universe, it's a mystery.
当我们看这个世界，看下星神，这个宇宙的时候，我们可能都会说，宇宙是一个奥秘。
And what we mean by that is unknowable, hard to explain.
什么意思？就是说宇宙的起源其实真的没人知道，很难解释。
But mystery in the Bible means before something is not known, but now revealed by God.
这个的在圣经里面的奥秘的意思是什么呢？就是先前未为人知的，但是现在呢就已经启示了出来了。
Before they did not know Jesus, but after Paul preached the gospel, they know Jesus, they know the mystery.
以往他们不认识耶稣，但当保罗将福音传给他们的时候，他们现在认识耶稣，以前不认识，现在认识。
That's why in verse 25 he says to present the word.
所以呢25节那里说传，呈现，将神的话传给他们。
And verse 26, disclose to the Lord's people. So all these words describe Paul's task as a servant to help people to know about Jesus.
所有呢啲嘅字咧，都係描述緊保罗作为仆人，佢嘅任务系点啊？就系让人认识基督。
Before they didn't know, and now they can know the mystery of Jesus.
以前佢哋唔识，而家佢哋可以认识耶稣。
I like how Paul describes the message he brings in verse 27, the glorious riches of this mystery.
我好中意咧，即系咧保罗咧，即系所提嘅呢一个嘅，即系将神嘅荣耀啊，系去显示俾人睇。
When you think of riches, we think of material riches, don't we?
当我们想到富有丰足的时候，我们是不是就会想到在财物，即是财富，物质上面的丰足呢？
So like money, good job, big house.
好像钱，一份好工，一间大屋。
Physical health, overseas holidays, new car, new phone.
你有一个健康的身体，去海外旅游，一部新车，一部新电话呢？
But Paul's view of rich here is spiritual, hearing about Jesus, knowing God, eternal life.
但是保罗他讲的丰足富有，指紧的是属灵层面，是指紧听耶稣基督的福音，认识神。并且指住永生来说。
And it's also about helping others to know about Jesus as well.
亦都是帮助其他人去认识。
A few years ago, Anant Ambami got married. He's the son of the richest man of in India.
几年前啊， Anant Ambani 啦，即系阿兰特安巴尼啊，呢个人咧，佢结婚啦。咁呢个系边个咧？佢就系一个印度首富嘅仔嚟嘅。
They had an 800-guest pre-wedding cruise around the Mediterranean, and that cost $150 million.
佢哋搞结婚啊之前咧，其实就搞咗一个咧嘅即系豪华地中海游轮之旅，请咗800个客人，使咗$150 million。
The wedding event itself is estimated to cost $600 million.
跟住嘅婚礼。估计仲要用多$6 亿。
And each apparently the wedding invitation card, each one cost $7,000 each. I don't know how it costs so much money.
据讲啊，每一张邀请卡就净系邀请卡咋，个成本价都要$7,000。我真系冇谂过一张卡点解可以咁贵啊！可能
This family is so rich.
我真系好有钱。
But if they had an accident and died tomorrow, it's all gone.
但若果佢第二日意外有意外啊离世嘅话，所有嘅嘢对佢嚟讲化为乌有。
No more.
乜都冇。
And they can't take $1 or one property away after they die.
佢死咗之后咩嘢都带唔到走。
Can you see God's economy is very different to ours?
但神嘅国就截然唔同啊。
Physical wealth and property is not rich. Knowing God is rich.
你有嘅，你所谓揸得喺手拥有嘅物质财富，唔代表富有。认识神先至系真正嘅富有。
Having a relationship with Him, having eternal life, and helping other people know Jesus—that is spiritually rich.
同神建立关系，你拥有个永恒嘅生命，并且帮助人去认识主耶稣，呢个先至系真正嘅富有。
What does it mean to be rich for you?
对你嚟讲，有钱或者富有啊，意味住啲乜嘢咧？
Is it completely tied to the material, rich, money, property, superannuation?
是不是只是指有钱，你有间屋，退休金不错，来到这样看呢？
Or is it spiritual, God, and helping others know God?
还是在属灵层面上的富有，认识上帝，并且帮其他人认识上主呢？
For most Asians, people, it's tied to material.
大多数亚裔华人咧，佢哋就系同呢一啲物质连结起嚟。
I feel it in my heart.
佢心里边咁样谂，我哋吓。
The goal of most Asians is to study hard and get a good HSC mark.
似乎咧，即系环嘅目标就系要读好啲书啦，吓考好啲试啦。
Study hard at university, get the best job.
俾心机喺大学里边读书啦，然后搵份好工。
Get the best job to get the most money.
啊，努力咁做埋嘢，攞到呢份好嘅工嘅之后咧，就赚多啲钱。
To get the most money to buy a big house.
啊，赚多啲钱之后就买间好屋。
And work even harder to buy a bigger house.
啊，跟住再继续努力啲，点解咧？因为要买另外一间更大嘅屋。
And then you can start planning for your grandchildren and retirement.
啊，跟住就开始谂咧，啲孙啊，然后。再想埋退休啦。
To not do these things as an Asian person is like cutting off my arms and legs.
啊，对亚洲人嚟讲，你唔做呢啲咁头先讲嗰啲嘢咧，你好似斩手斩脚咁。
Material wealth is so part of our culture, isn't it?
啊，物质世界好似真系好对我哋嚟讲系一个好紧要嘢。
And it's hard to change and repent of.
好难去改变呢一啲咁根深蒂固嘅，即系我哋中间嘅价值观。
It's not that these things are wrong. We want to provide for our family. We don't want to be a burden.
啊，唔系讲话错吓，因为我哋都需要真系嚟到为我哋屋企人着想嘅。
But if they become our God and we live for them, we do need to be careful.
啊，但系如果呢啲嘅嘢成为咗我哋嘅神嘅话。
So to apply this second point of making known Christ, I'd like to encourage you to read.
对于第二点啊，我哋今日所讲嘅，我好想鼓励你去睇一啲书。
So I brought some missionary biographies and some missionary prayer guides that I'll be selling in the courtyard after the service.
Mike 咧，佢带咗一啲书宣教士嘅传记啊，甚至乎一啲嘅祈祷嘅一啲嘅指南啊，一阵间喺呢一个 courtyard 出边咧，可以咧大家去选购嘅。
Missionary books are a great way to encourage us that God can use ordinary people, ordinary men and women like ourselves, to preach about Jesus in other countries.
当你去睇一啲宣教士嘅传记嘅时候，你会发现神系可以使用平凡嘅男女啊，系去向中国人民传讲。
And the prayer guides are great. They're only $4, although they're in English. Oh, sorry. And they help us to understand the prayer needs of other countries.
啊，祷告指南咧啊，虽然真系净系得英文版啊，不过咧系可以俾你知道咧，系点样样去为唔同嘅国家或者系地区咧喺福音上面嘅需要为佢摆上祷告嘅。
So as you read these, I hope they challenge you to think about overseas mission more.
啊，当你去读到呢啲嘅书嘅时候或者指南嘅时候，希望可以去挑战你啊，去谂。怎样呢去参与或者感动你让神感动你参与这个的海外宣教的服事。
So that's the second point. Mission is to make known the glorious riches of Christ.
这个就是第二点宣教的目的是为了要传扬基督荣耀的丰盛。
And so the third point is the goal. Mission is to present everyone perfect in Christ.
而第三点就是目标宣教是要使到每一个人在基督里面都得以完全。
Look at verse 28 to 29.
我们一起看呢哥罗西书一章二十八至二十九节，我们一起读啦，预备一二三。我们传扬他是用猪般的智慧劝诫国人，教导国人，要把国人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
See Paul's goal in verse 28 to present everyone perfect in Christ.
28节保罗的目标是什么？就是要将各人在基督里面完完全全地引到神的面前。
The word perfect in other places translated here as mature.
完全这个字在其他的圣经里面，它会翻译成为成熟。
It has the idea not a baby, but a full-grown and mature person.
佢嘅意思咧，唔系讲紧 B B 仔啫，而系咧，即系完全长大成人啊。
It has the idea of someone becoming a Christian, but also the idea of a Christian growing in maturity.
啊，当中包含咗即系成为咗，即系有人成为基督徒之后，佢系不断咁成长啊，嚟到去成为一个成熟嘅大人啊。
And notice how Paul says he wants everyone to be perfect.
你请注意啊，保罗呢一度讲紧系每一个人都能够成为完全啊。
And so the word everyone is actually repeated three times.
所以每一个人啊，所以每一个人咧系即系重复咗呢个字三次啊，系特别强调嘅。
Warning everyone, teaching everyone, present everyone.
警告每一个人，教导每一个人，每一个人都要咁样样。
So it's not just one person. It's not just the Bible study group.
啊，唔系一个人。不是一个查经小组。
It's not just one Sunday school class, and it's not just one church.
更加不是一个一班主日学，亦都不是一间教会。
Paul has a big vision of everyone to be presented perfect in Christ.
保罗有一个很大的计划，他就是觉得每一个人都要在基督里面能够成为完全。
In 1865, a missionary to China called Hudson Taylor was walking on a beach.
在1865年，有一个中国的宣教士，他叫做戴德森。他有一天在海滩上面在那里漫步的时候。
And he had a heart for the non-Christian people in inland China.
他对中国内陆的非基督徒特别有心。
Many of these people had never heard of Jesus and would never meet a Christian in their life.
当中的人很多都是未曾听过耶稣基督，未接触过任何的基督徒。
And so he prayed for more people to go there to reach inland China.
他祈祷，他祈求更加多有心的人能够进入中国内陆。
Within a year, he set out in a boat with 16 new missionaries.
不够一年啊。16个宣教士就跟着他一起上船向中国大陆。
And he started an organization called China Inland Mission, which would become OMF.
之后他创立了一个叫中国内地会，就是后来的海外基督使团 OMF.
Over the next few years, he systematically placed missionaries in different unreached provinces of inland China.
在跟住落嚟嗰几年啊，佢就有系统咁嚟到差派唔少嘅宣教士进入中国唔同嘅内陆未得之民嘅省。
And so the growth of the church in China is now largely attributed to people like Hudson Taylor, who had the heart to reach the unreached with the gospel.
中国教会嘅增长好大程度系归功好似戴德森呢啲嘅人，佢哋愿意将福音。
Hudson Taylor had a big goal for the unreached people of inland China to be presented perfect in Christ.
戴德森佢有一个好远大嘅目标，佢就系想中国内陆未得之民喺基督里边能够成为完全。
Do you have a goal to present everyone perfect in Christ?
你有冇呢一个嘅目标，愿意将每一个人都喺基督面前？成为完全啊！
A goal for your university, a goal for your workplace.
啊，为你嘅大学、学校，你做嘢嘅地方。
For Milson's Point or Macquarie Uni.
为咗 Milson's Point， 为咗 Macquarie 大学。
Or for Asia or for the world.
啊，定系为咗亚洲再大啲，甚至整个世界。
Wouldn't it be great if we all had a vision to present everyone perfect in Christ?
这个不是更加好的一件事，就是我们每一个人都共同有一个目标，有一个愿景，就是使每一个人在基督里面成为完全吗？
In the introduction I mentioned, gospel mission seems impossible.
在引言部分我提过，福音宣教似乎好像听起来不可能。
But in this passage, we see three points that can help us to keep thinking about mission is possible.
但在这段经文里面，我们看到三点，去帮助我们去思考宣教的那个的可能性。
The attitude of servanthood.
要有一个的仆人的态度。
The task of making known the glorious riches of Christ.
将福音，传扬基督荣耀丰盛的这个任务。
And the goal of presenting everyone perfect in Christ.
而个目标就是使到每一个人都在基督里面成为完全。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一同以祷告结束。
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray you will give each of us a heart for mission.
亲爱的天父，求你赐给我们每一个人都有一颗宣教的心。
Help us to be servants who are ready to put the needs of others before ourselves.
帮助我们成为仆人，随时准备将其他的人的需要放在我们前面。
And help us to know the glorious riches of Christ and to share this with others.
帮助我们认识基督荣耀的丰盛，也都愿意去跟人分享。
And help us to have a goal and a vision for everyone to be presented perfect in Christ.
也都帮助我们立志，使到每一个人在基督里面都能够成为完全。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.